Being a mother was quite a thing. It was unusual. I liked children. And growing up, teaching them to do the things that I remember my mother taught me to do, was like a reproduction of me online doing what my mother taught me. You bring that kind of learning along with it. It turned out all right for you, and you feel it'll turn out all right for your youngsters. You discipline your children just the same way mom and dad discipline you. And that was back in the 20s, I was growing up. It was nice having children. To keep them, happy to. That's why my husband suggested to me, why don't we send them to dancing classes? And it was very usual for African Americans, kids go to dance class, but he felt that it would give them something they might utilize as a work structure when they got out of school. And they did. They went to Anita's dance class, was in there till they was 12 years old. And I made all their dance clothes. I never forget when Butchie came to me when he said, when he was about 12, he said to me, he would like, could he talk with me? Yeah. He said, Ma, he says, can I go to the store and buy a suit? And I said, why? He said, nothing about the suits you got. He said, I want to go to the store and feel how it's buy a suit. I said, well, ask your father. He said, of course you can buy it. That's the first time he had said that, because the little boy had it. Holly looked at me. I said, no, I'll make your Easter dresses. So this is how being a parent, how children come to you and they're growing up and you don't realize it, but they realize it themselves. That he wanted to know how to get a store-bought suit at 12 years old, because I always made his suits and made their dance clothes and et cetera. Being a mother, it was, and I'm sure a lot of the mothers feel the same way as I feel. It's something that you quietly do, and you want it to be very correct, you know, because they're going out seeing other children doing things, and they certainly come back and say, you know, Johnny did so-and-so because his mother lets him. And you have to be sure you're telling your children the right thing, that you're saying, well, maybe Johnny's mother lets him do it, but you're not to do it because I don't want you to do it. It's wrong. And this is being motherhood. It's if you become a mother, as I have, it's a great feeling, but it's a great challenge. You're leading youngsters down around the road, and you want them to be on the right road. And as we're seeing today, sometimes some of the children here in 2008 are not being led down properly the right road, and they're getting off of it kind of early in life. It's too bad.